I'm Kerry McCarthy. I'm the Member of Parliament for Bristol East. What's interesting about this whole debate that has started over the last week or so about whether Labour has triggered a class war by Gordon Brown making reference to Cameron having gone to Eton, last week's Prime Minister's questions, is, you know, it seems to me very clear that it's a strategy by the Conservatives to try to make it look as though Gordon's playing personal politics or sort of trying to, I think they're trying to deflect attention from the real issue, which is actually not so much about people's backgrounds, but about the policies they put in place and whether they benefit a small elite of wealthy individuals who may or may not all happen to have gone to school together or certainly socialised together. And that is what underlies the fact that Gordon did make reference to Cameron's background. But you know, my argument would be that it's not actually Labour that have put class on the political agenda. I was at an event a week ago with a big audience, you know, maybe 500 or so young people, who were all involved in making videos about their life experiences and making sort of underlying what you could call political points. And at one point I was in a session where the idea of broken Britain came up. And it was clear that the young people in that audience, who were all from sort of fairly poor backgrounds, from estates in London and across the country, felt very angry that the phrase broken Britain was being used to describe what they saw as, yeah, they saw it as an attack on their lifestyles, their communities. And, you know, I would argue that coming up with this phrase broken Britain to describe what are basically working class communities in this country, that's playing the class war card as much as making reference to Eton playing fields is. And we need to sort of separate out the fact that, yes, there are obviously some highly dysfunctional families living on some of our estates. They're highly dysfunctional families as you go through any class or social strata. But to actually try to sort of extrapolate from that that Britain is broken and that our council estates are absolutely full of people who are, you know, unfit to work, dealing in drugs, beating up their wives, etc., etc., you know, antisocial behaviour, you know, teenage tearaways, all that sort of thing, is actually highly offensive. And it puts everybody in that sort of pigeonhole and implies that everyone who comes from a modest background, like the sort of people that you see tearing each other to bits on Jeremy Kyle's show each morning. And, you know, I think there is a clear divide emerging from an elitist group within the Conservative Party that I would say have no idea what real people's lives are like when they do live in, you know, fairly, you know, poor or modest backgrounds. And the people that do live in those estates and know that there's an awful lot of good going on, there's a real sense of community spirit in some cases. Yes, there are some people that cause problems, but they certainly shouldn't all be tarred with the same brush.